Right back at it. We're joined right now by the head football coach at Oklahoma State. 14th season as head coach. Week 3, Dodd Trophy Coach of the Week. Oklahoma State is one of only 5 schools to appear in every set of college football playoff rankings since 2015. He led Oklahoma State to 10 wins, including a bowl win last season. They're out quickly again, 3-0, number 15 in both polls. They're hosting Texas Tech Saturday. Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy is my guest. Mike, good morning. Great to have you back. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Jim. Good to be with you.
Mike, great to have you here. All right, so you're coming off a win over number 17 Boise State, 44-21. Mike, every coach talks about wanting to win all three phases of the game, and you did that with a really nice performance offensively, 7 sacks on defense, a couple of block punts on special teams. So how pleased were you with the way everybody showed up in a big game like that?
I was really pleased, Jim. It was the best all-around game that we had played in a number of years. We were a little slow on offense to start. We weren't run blocking as well as we needed to. Picked it up with some quarterback run. As the game went on, we started blocking better, made a few adjustments in some schemes, and our tailback started to gain some yards. We threw the ball pretty well. Defensively, we were really good. We held them to 1 yard per rush, which I didn't think there was any way we could do that. I was hoping that we could hold them to 3 per rush. They traditionally, and even up to our game, been very, very good at running the football. And then special teams-wise, our cover units were awesome, and then to block 2 punts just changed the game.
We're talking to Mike Gundy. Mike, your quarterback, Taylor Cornelius, had a really nice game throwing for 1 TD, ran for a couple of more. You know, moments like that have been a long time in coming for him. Back in November of 2014, when he was a true freshman, it looked like he might get that start against Baylor. But, of course, Mason Rudolph goes in. He goes on to have one of the best careers in school history. So Cornelius could have transferred at any point over the past few years, but he didn't. What's that say about him as a person and as a competitor?
Really quality young man, small town West Texas, great attitude, salt of the earth, very humble, unselfish, very fortunate. He had a really good upbringing, got great parents. And he's going to be a dinosaur from the standpoint of, in the future, I don't see quarterbacks, much less other positions, but mainly quarterbacks staying at schools when they know they're behind a guy that's 2 and certainly 3 years ahead of them. And he stayed here. He liked it here. He liked the environment. He liked the college environment. And it worked out great for him. I mean, we're thrilled to death for him. He's got a long ways to go. He learns every game. But you just love seeing good things to happen to really quality people.
Mike Gundy joining us. All right, so on the other side of the ball, Jordan Brailford had 3 sacks in the first half. Mike, on Saturday, he's got 5 on the year. I mean, you've had some really good defensive players in your time at Oklahoma State. Where does Jordan rank, and what makes him so good?
He's got an unusual ability to have terrific speed and power, and he understands body control and leverage, almost like a wrestler, guys that we've had in our program that were really good high school wrestlers. They have great body control, and they can bend and leverage. He has that ability. He's been with us a number of years, you know, just being a junior, but for the most part, he hadn't really had a lot of weight room time because he's had just small nagging injuries over 2.5 years, and he's finally healthy, and we're really excited for him because of what he brings to the table in his ability to get to the quarterback, and also he's been very good against the run.
Mike Gundy joining us in the jungle again. And Mike, you and I talked in the offseason about the fact that everybody outside the program was thinking of this as a rebuilding year because you lost all that talent to the NFL, but you're 3-0, you're number 15 in both polls. I know you're not going to hold a parade in September, but what's to say about where the program is? And as that cliche says, you don't rebuild, you reload.
We've come a long ways in that. Going into the season, there were some things we had a good idea about where we were going to be, and then some things we didn't with Taylor. You know, he never played. You know, he'd been on the driving range and hit the ball down the middle of the fairway, but he'd never stepped up on the first tee. And he's come through and playing well. And our running backs are really good, in my opinion. We're not as good at blocking up front as we need to be. And then defensively so far, we've played well. And it's a huge difference for our program and the fact that And you know this, you've been around sports and seen it so long that our players just expect to win. So now when we have a great class, every 3 or 4 years you have a terrific class that rolls out of here, the Whedons and the Blackmans, and now you have the Rudolphs and the James Washingtons and such, that the younger guys understand winning based on the culture that's in the program, and we've come a long ways there. So if we can continue to recruit quality young people and just upgrade a little bit every year, we should be able to keep this thing going for a number of years.
We're talking to Mike Gundy, especially, Mike, when I'm looking at it from the outside, but I'm looking in. I always like talking approach and philosophy with you. And by that, I mean you're 14 years into your time as a head coach at Oklahoma State, and the grind of big-time college football does not seem to have worn you down in the least. How do you maintain that enthusiasm and that hunger and keep it fresh all the time when you're in that meat grinder?
You know, it's interesting that after, if you're fortunate enough to do it for a number of years, you have to have some breaks and get lucky, because you've got to get to the second contract as a head coach, in my opinion. And a number of really quality coaches don't get there. Things don't go well for them in year three and four. Once you get to that point, you start to build your program and your culture, and that's what we have here now. And so the approach with the people in this building, you have 135 players, and we have about 70 to 80 personnel from strength staff, equipment staff, medical staff, everybody through, all of our staff, administration, is we get our work done and we get out of here. We're going to train hard. We're going to be disciplined. We're going to be structured. We're going to care about each other. We're not going to work too many hours. We're not going to beat our players up. And we're going to provide an environment where young people exit in 4 years with a degree, and then their interview says, I would go to Oklahoma State and play football and be a student again because I had a great four-year experience. We've taken that on here now, Jim. So I've been fortunate. Coaches don't leave here. I mean, I'm the easiest guy in the country to work for. I never say a word to you. I just ask you to be fair to the young men, work your tail off, be loyal to university, and if you leave, you got to take off early, you got to do something, let it roll. It's not a big deal. And that approach has worked for me. I don't know for other people, but for me personally, that approach has worked.
Sounds great to me. Mike Gundy, my guest. Mike, before you go, there was a mini panic, however, in the world of college football a few weeks back when it appeared that maybe you had taken down your mullet. What was your reaction to that reaction? And I mean, Mike, you're never really going to cut that thing off, are you?
No, and I was shocked where it came from. The only thing I can think of is, one day in fall camp in August, I had run a little bit too far and got a headache, and so I laid down to sleep for 30 minutes before I went to practice, and it kind of smashed my hair. You know, you get like bed hair in college, you know,
right.
From sleeping all the time after
bed
you've been
head.
Out all night. And so I had that, and it smashed it down. I think it kind of messed it up. Somebody took a picture and hit it big, and I don't know where it came from, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and it rolls pretty good. Now the team, you know, and I told you this, I think, when we talked a few months ago, the team, they're into it now. I mean, they stay on it, and they'll come and check before anybody else will. So we've had a lot of fun, you know. We have a lot of fun around here, you know. We put it out there in line. We're kind of gunslingers on game day, and we roll with it, and whatever happens, happens.
What a world, Mike. Isn't that awesome? You can get up from a nap. I mean, just a member of Nap Nation, a little bit of bedhead. Somebody's got a phone. They've got a picture. They push that thing out. Bam, it's viral. And then everybody's freaking out because the mullet might be gone when it's not. Listen, last thought. In the offseason, we also talked about the fact that you've been training a dog, Kenzie. And she came to a presser last month. Absolutely stole the show. For those who do not know, what is she like and how is she doing these days?
Well, she's right here under my feet now. She comes to work with me. She's a one-year-old Portuguese water dog that we adopted. I live on a ranch, as you know, and so people just assume that we can take a bunch of animals in. But this lady couldn't take care of her, so we took her in. She's very ADD for a dog, and so she has to have something going on all the time. So I take her to work with me, and she follows me around, goes into the meetings, goes into the offices, and she'll go down in the weight room and so on and so forth. And it keeps her invigorated mentally, and she loves it. She's been an awesome companion for me, and actually she's laying right here under my chair. She goes to the press conferences, and she'll kind of roll around on the floor and keeps everybody entertained. She just lightens the moment. You know, at some point we all got to, like, chill out. You know, life moves too fast for us, and it is what it is. And she does a great job with that.
Man, life comes at you so fast, and animals are great for that. Mike Gundy, head football coach at Oklahoma State. My guest, 14 years in, they're 3-0, and they're in the top 15 in both polls. Next challenge, Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. Mike, you are the best. It is so good to get caught up. Thank you very much for the time, Mike. I always look forward to it, and I appreciate the relationship.
You bet. Same to you, Jim. Look forward to talking to you in a few weeks, man. All my best.
You too, Mike. Great having you back. Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy is so awesome.